This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tioga, North Dakota is our location today for What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire or AM 1090 KTGO right here in Tioga, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, or 1460 KLTC, maybe listening on your app somewhere with your iHeart app. I hope so. Wherever it is, we're glad you're there. We thank you very much. We're blessed because of you, our fine audience, the folks that make up the What's on Your Mind family. We're here every day to hear from you. How bad we want to know what's on your mind? It's the name of the show, folks. Couldn't be any more front and center. What's on your mind? That's what we take to the airwaves each and every day, meaning to find out. And we are waiting on the world to change. We're a little worried about the world these days, especially as we sit here on the cusp of a deal with the number one state sponsor of terror. You know, you can love your enemy, right? As we're taught to do in the good book, love your enemy. But do you sign a deal with your enemy? you could love them and want them to change and everything else, but do you push a piece of paper across the table with somebody that says death to you? Oh yes, yeah, okay. Well, I'm gonna suggest you sign this piece of paper. I don't know about you, but I purposely asked John Bolton a question that included some information that we're hearing over and over from Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Senator Byron Dorgan, Senator Conrad, in this effort to defend this deal. And he sums it up in a word: dishonest. Dishonest. And, you know, I wish I could get inside the head of Heidi Heitkamp, because I don't believe that Senator Heidi Heitkamp gets up wanting to give away the keys to what we know in the way of freedom to people that hate us. But is it a worldview that, you know, well, if John Kerry and his tea sipping diplomat buddies think this is a good deal, I'm just going to go along with them because I align with them politically? Is it, okay, just give me enough information so I can go out and sell this and I'll go along with you and not really paying attention to it? I mean, she would take her vote more seriously than that, wouldn't she? I've heard people say, look, this, why does this surprise you, Scott? This is the ideology, this is the belief set, this is who she is. She's a liberal Democrat, right? She's just of the viewpoint that, you know, can we all get along? Just sip tea with them and everything will be fine. I don't know. We have a listener that was at a town hall in Beulah. This is almost offensive to me, but evidently the town hall was, there was about 70 people in Beulah. This texter says, in Beulah, North Dakota, we attended a town hall meeting with over 70 people in attendance. Senator Heidi Heitkamp's aide was sent there to hear us. We all told her how we felt. No one in the room was pro the Iranian deal. We told her our concerns. She couldn't give us a straight answer on anything. Only 2 days later, Senator Heidi signs the deal. Anyway, we are still left with no explanation of why this is even up for discussion. We should never have even come to this point. What is the benefit of funding our own destruction? Says the texter. I'll tell you what offends me even more than the vote. It's that, you know, you're not good enough in Beulah to hear from Senator Heitkamp herself on this. I think if she'd spend more time with North Dakotans, this would have been a different outcome. I don't know. Maybe you have a different explanation. I'm all for it. We're 14 years after 9/11. 14 years after 9/11. And I want to hear your 9/11 story. I really do. Today on the program. Heard from a few of you, and I appreciate hearing it. Maybe one you've told before, maybe one you haven't told before. And certainly if you would be so kind to let us know when you call Manny, if you served this great country, post 9/11, on 9/11, in any way, shape, or form, put you to the front of the line on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on the program. Okay? We have a couple of gift certificates to give away today, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale on the Big Flavor Hotline. Here's the telephone number, 800 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And our friends at Cloverdale said, Scott, you know what? We're so proud of the fact that the folks at Sanford Health serve up Cloverdale products with those great breakfasts. We have gift certificates for the cafeteria. It's called the Prairie Mill Cafe in Fargo. It's called the Sanford Cafeteria at the Sanford Hospital in Bismarck. And we have two of those to give away today on the program. When you call 800-228-0550. We're finishing a conversation with Ryan from Grand Forks from last hour, and then we'll get to others as well. And Ryan, I do have a gift certificate for you, so don't hang up when we get done here. And,
yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We're in Tioga today, by the way, for the Farm Festival that's kicking off courtesy of our friends at Pinnacle. We'll tell you about that in just a moment as well. A lot going on here today, so hope you can take it in at some point this weekend. So we were talking about a lot of things, but we were just going to wrap up talking about the whole Black Lives Matter situation.
Yeah.
And the area that you thought needed some improvement. And that was, officers who maybe culturally have not interacted with African-Americans a lot in a police department where they will be doing that, getting some sort of training. But I want to ask you this. Do you still believe that, individuals that would be in that particular category you're describing are like 0.5%? We're talking a very small percentage of law enforcement.
No, yeah. I do not believe most cops are like that at all. I think 99.99% of cops are good people, are good cops. You know, there's always going to be a bad few. Even now, like I'm in school right now. I don't know who's going to be a bad cop, but I guarantee you one of them in our class will probably be a bad cop. I mean, that's how the cookie crumbles. I don't think all white officers are bad at all. Not at all. I think what needs to be more publicized in the media is actually things that the cops do as like a good thing for the communities. Like, that cop that bought that homeless man a pair of sneakers or shoes and stuff. I mean, that's never on mainstream media.
No, of course not. They feel this fire in a big way. Last question for you, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
African-American law enforcement trainee.
Yeah.
And it's as easy for me to say as a 50-year-old white guy, but I'm curious if you agree or disagree with it.
Okay.
What worries me most about that whole Black Lives Matter movement, or for that matter, just the amount of poverty and despair in especially poorer parts of the United States in black communities.
Yeah.
Do you not just want to grab these people by the shoulder and say, stop being a victim, take control of your life, and you're going to get nowhere if you're running around with a chip on your shoulder thinking somebody's doing you harm because of the color of your skin? It's just all,
yeah.
I mean, they've lost before they've started. Am I right or
yeah.
wrong?
No, you're totally right. I think to continue on that, I think that history really needs, in these aspects, I really think that In the history books and stuff like that. I mean, if you're going to take out, like in Texas, I know that's controversial right now. They're downgrading. I mean, people say they're downgrading slavery. But if you're going to take out those things, why not? I mean, a lot of people don't realize that blacks had empires before. I mean, these things are never in the history books. If you grow up, if you're a kid, I mean, and you see that you're actually in history and your forefathers were not just slaves and stuff like that. I mean, I would think that would help you respect your brethren as one thing, and I think it would help them build themselves up. I think that the school systems really need to not just push people through. I think that maybe if they put something that they are interested in, and like I said, that's kind of like a cultural screen thing, too. I know in Native American communities in Red Lake, they touch on, they go deep in Native American history. In some Latino communities as well. I think that needs to happen in a black community. Until that happens, I mean, I think that our family structure needs to be more correct. I'm in an interracial...
Boy, no kidding there. Ryan, a wealth of information. Thanks for sharing some of your thoughts today. It started with you talking about being 10 on 9/11 and your thoughts and evolved into a discussion about the Black Lives Matter movement, since you self-identified as an African-American law enforcement trainee. Appreciate you calling and listening today, and we do have a Sanford Health Certificate for a little breakfast. If you're a student, you could probably use a free breakfast or give it to somebody you know that might be in either of those two locations, Sanford Health, Fargo, or Bismarck. Courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale, the Big Flavor Hotline, brought to you by them at 800-228-0550. Go ahead and get his info if you would, Manny. We'll get that off to him. Galen in Bismarck, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yes, thoughts about what was different 14 years ago today. Just additional confirmation. Back then I thought it was a Pearl Harbor of World War III, and I still have that persuasion. And I'm disappointed that the United States and other nations don't recognize that. I can imagine who the Islamist terrorists are, the aggressors here, and they just keep getting stronger. While the rest of us, we deplete our resources, our financial as our will to do things, and the situation just gets worse. Just look at the continued attacks we have around the world. And all these
kidding. We're just one long attack that continues. Would this deal we're doing with Iran been acceptable 14 years ago? Galen, do you think there's any chance it would
acceptable
be?
Because the rest of the world and us are not recognizing this is really a world war, and we need to be...
Absolutely. Good, great point. More coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm at Tioga today. Farm Festival building. Where, let me see if you can hear this. Kids are out there right now, getting ready for another round. Bringing some kids in, just steps away from here. And I have our Farm Festival microphones not far away. Waiting for a cow to moo or something, you know. A goat to... Yeah, they're not performing now for it. But anyway, the Farm Festival is underway now with this 4-H Livestock Show here in Tioga. And then the lunch counter at noon here at the Tioga Farm Festival building. FFA events at 1 and Ice Cream Social at 2 out at the Tioga Medical Center. That goes until 4 today. Then entertainment here at the Farm Festival building tonight. Community meal at the Farm Festival building tonight. And the Pirates home football game versus Newtown is tonight. Tomorrow, the Kitty Parade, and they have the Tioga Fire Hall free barbecue that is happening, which is, of course, a wonderful event, and just keeps going through Sunday. So a lot going on, and I hope folks can take it on in and enjoy a great time-honored tradition. And they brought the 4-H Livestock Show back. This is why I decided to broadcast here, courtesy of our friends at Pinnacle. And speaking of our friends at Pinnacle, by the way, if you stop by today, really encourage you to get that Pinnacle Perks program. It's free. It costs you absolutely nothing for the Pinnacle Perks program. And every time you buy something, merchandise in the store, you get a couple of points. Gasoline, get a point. I mean, it all adds up. 1,000 points, get $5 back. And then all these clubs, buy 5, get 6 free, like the coffee and the pizzas. And it's a great way to go from Pinnacle. And the food is fantastic. I'm you know, looking forward to being over there for lunch today. And one of those famous burritos. They're fantastic. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd. A lot of text coming into Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. One texter says, does the caller believe that the recent events are due to cultural misunderstandings? What are the cultural differences of black people from the rest of America? Another said, the young officer that just called your studio is completely wrong on cultural screenings for police officers. We have American police officers enforcing American laws on American soil. If you want to come to this country, you learn and obey American laws, regardless of your culture. If you want to remain in the country and your laws clash with ours, you have a choice to make. Embrace American culture and laws or go home. Putting this on law enforcement is so unfair, and this is what is being pushed by the Obama administration Justice Department by their total disrespect and persecution of our police departments. 14 years after 9/11, your thoughts on that day and whether or not we've forgotten is what we're looking for as well today on the program. Appreciate all the calls. Chris and Napoleon, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Chris. Welcome.
All right. I just wanted to say I think Mr. Obama is probably the Antichrist and nobody really sees that. Why else would he want to even more yet by pushing this Iran deal down our throat? You know, he's on his campaign and he's got elected in a way there. Hope and change. Hope that we don't die and definitely changing the country.
Kind of losing you, Chris, there, but I think we got the gist of it. I mean, your explanation is a strong one. I've heard others suggest it as well. You know, I don't know that we are equipped to decide. I think here's another side of it. Here's just let me play devil's advocate, no pun intended. And that would be, what if he actually believes? I mean, I think there's a lot of people voting for this Iran deal that actually are naive enough to believe that, oh yeah, now we know and we can track them and they've got to tell us what they're doing, and if they don't, we can go after them. So it's sort of that naive worldview. And, you know, I guess that would be it as well. Or it could be what you suggest. Casey in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, you?
Good. September 11th, 2001, I was in basic training at Fort Knox, Kentucky on the Urban Combat Course, and we were shuffled into trucks, taken back to the barracks to watch the second plane hit. That's when we realized it was real. And
were you thinking of someone that was in basic training? My life just changed. Maybe I'm going to be doing things I didn't think I maybe would be doing.
Well, you know, up to that point, we've been doing a lot of combat training, and we're like, we're never going to use this. And we realized at that point that yes, we are going to be using this.
Did Didn't change your mind about serving?
No, I did not change my mind about serving, not one bit. And I do believe that America has forgotten about it. I mean, you just look at the Iran deal. Look at wanting to ship all the refugees in here. That is basically just, I believe that most of them are going to be terrorists. I've seen most of them are military-aged men that are being shipped in. So, I mean, the details are, the evidence is right there that America has forgotten.
Casey, thanks for your service. How long did you serve?
I served for 6 years on active duty. And I do have one message for the law enforcement officers and first responders out there. Us veterans do remember what you do every day. We may have protected you abroad, but you protect us here. And I just want to let you know that while you're getting gas or getting your groceries, you shouldn't have to be worried about anybody coming up behind you and shoot you. And us veterans do have your six and have your back. So don't worry about having to look over your shoulder all the time.
Appreciate that, Casey. Well said. Thank you very much. Stacy in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm calling about my memory. I was in California at the time. My sister and I were driving to a courthouse for a child custody hearing, and we heard on the radio about the news. Then when we got to the courthouse, it was closed because of nobody knew what was happening, so all the government buildings shut down. So we returned back to my house, and which was in downtown San Diego, and we saw a line of people wrapping along the whole block and going around the corner, and my sister said, what is that? Who are all those people and what are they doing standing in line? So when we got to the head of the line, we saw it was the recruitment center, and there was all kinds of people standing in line ready to enlist and go to war.
Phenomenal. Isn't that something? After 9/11. Now, that's guts. And I think the amount of people that have signed up, the amount of targets we've met as far as recruitment in the different branches that we've met since, that speaks volumes, doesn't it? It's just incredible.
It was amazing.
It is. Great story, Stacy. I have for you a gift certificate from Sanford Health Bismarck. So you're going to have a free breakfast next time you're in the neighborhood. If you know somebody that's there visiting someone, that'd be a nice little gift as well, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Hang tight. We'll get that to you. And just Manny will take your information off the air, and we'll get that off to you in just a moment. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Don't forget, we're next week going to be at Big Iron Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I can hardly wait. We'll be at the Gates Manufacturing booth, so you want to come find us there. The folks at... Well, you know, there's equipment manufactured all over the world coming into our state these days, but at Gates Manufacturing Lansford, they're proud to say their equipment is designed, built, and proven by North Dakota farmers in North Dakota fields. We'll be at their booth at Big Iron. Looking forward to that next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
On 9/11, I was just got off a night shift working in law enforcement. My wife was on her way to work. She's with 911 dispatcher. And I turned on CNN after I got the kids off to school and watched the second plane hit the World Trade Center. Another comment I got is all these refugees that are coming in, I believe we're importing terrorists. And I think Europe is really going to suffer for it. And if we let them in this country, we're really going to suffer for it. Thank you.
We are back on What's on Your Mind. Appreciate these stories very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Heedalls. You know, Heedalls has the best people in the auto parts industry. You hear me saying that all the time, right? Heedalls has it. They have the parts, they have the people, and you know what? I can prove it. I can. Because the ASE, that's the Automotive Service Excellence Certification Program, originally designed for hands-on technicians as a standard of quality for the automotive service industry. In 1987, Heedalls instituted a program rewarding their employees for demonstrating that level of professional competence, with the idea that if the parts professionals at Heedalls have the same knowledge as service professionals, they'd be better able to serve customers. So since that time, ASE has also added a test just for auto parts professionals as well. And over the years, dozens of Heedalls team members have passed hundreds of ASE competency tests in every area of expertise offered by ASE. And I've talked to a lot of them, so I can brag that it's true. Al Bosch, Al Nagel, Bob Holzer, Bruce Hoffer, Dale Helfrich, Dwight Guthmiller, Gary Markle, Gene Wolfer, who retired recently, by the way, from Linton, Greg Rudnick, Hillary Wall, Jim McDonald, John Hansen, Kevin Falcon, Kevin Lawson, Mike Bender, Mike Kurtz, Randy Holler, Ron Eisenbeist, just talked to him not long ago, Travis Ketterling, Wayne Scarry. Tell you what, ASE people, Heedalls people, and that's some accomplishment that is really another example of a very well-trained, high-quality, knowledgeable staff. Heedalls has them. All right, back to the phones in just a moment, live from the Tioga Farm Festival building. We're here kicking off the 56th annual Farm Festival. We picked a day to be here because of what's happening in Tioga at the Farm Festival, and it kicked off with the 4-H Livestock Show, and I found one of the young participants here who's agreed to join me on the radio. He has some pigs, in the Farm Festival livestock show today. What's your name, young man?
McCoy.
What's your last name?
Josted.
Okay, and Jelsted, you said?
Josted.
Josted. Okay, McCoy. Where are you from, McCoy?
Tioga.
Right here in Tioga. And they tell me you brought pigs today. Would that be right? So you can't shake your head yes, because otherwise nobody knows what you're saying. Do you have pigs?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, so McCoy, tell me about your pigs. You don't want to tell me about your pigs? Are they cool? I mean, do you like the pigs? What do you like most about your pigs? What do? That make you laugh or kind of giggle or, you know, whatever? Do they ever make you laugh? They don't? No, he's shaking his head no. So what don't you like? Like, are they kind of stinky once in a while? Are they? Yeah, he's shaking his head yes. Okay. And so what? There were a lot of kids that came today to see all of the animals, right, McCoy? And what did they say? Tell me some of the things the kids said about the animals.
I don't know what they said.
Did they say nice things? Did they like them? Did they go, oh, look at the little pig and stuff like that? Did they really? Yeah. What's going to happen to the pig now? What are you doing with the pigs?
We're bringing them home to play with.
You get to play with the pigs? Do you really? Are they fun to play with? What do you do with it? You like wrestle or what kind of things do you do with the pigs?
They lick us.
They lick you? Do they really? And does it kind of tickle when they lick you? How many pigs do you have?
Three.
The three. And you got all three here today. That's pretty cool. What grade are you in, McCoy?
First grade.
Who's your teacher?
It used to be Miss Edmondson, but she quit.
Okay, so your teacher now is who? Somebody new. We don't know her yet. Yeah. Mrs. Nichols? Is that it? Is that right? Okay. All right. Well, McCoy, it was nice talking with you. You have a good time here the rest of the day, okay? Do you have to go back to school now? You're off for the day? That's what happens when you get the pig show, I guess, right? Yeah. All right. Have some fun, okay? Bye. Say bye to everybody listening.
Bye.
Okay, McCoy. Good to talk to you. McCoy is off. The 4-H Livestock Show continues here in Tioga. It's great fun. We're going to talk to the organizers. This is a time-honored tradition here that they brought back, which is kind of neat. All right, back to the phones at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Chad in Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Scott, I got a question for you. There's two questions I actually have. One, is there any way we can, if this, you know, Heidi Heidi camp, can we recall her? And now number two, what's happened if we do have an iron, like 9/11 attack? Are these senators and the president, are they immune for this thing? Even though we could probably see if you find anything that the possibility Obama is really not, he should be tried for treason. And that's,
you know, to me, I'm much more worried about the complacency of a deal like this. Because, you know, I understand you get it, and your ire is directed at, you know, Senator Heitkamp or the president. And I don't, by the way, believe, this has come up before, but I don't believe we have a provision to recall members of the federal delegation. I don't think that's in our state constitution, as I recall, because that question's come up before and you know, been discussed. For instance, if we started today to try and impeach the president, knowing what we know of the time it takes to do anything, I mean, we could decide we want to have it be, Chad Day in America, and that would take a year. None of that happens, and what it would end up being is a big distraction. I think, Chad, a much bigger worry is for you in North Dakota to talk to friends, family, coworkers about what worries you about what Senator Heitkamp is voting for here today. And I think... And the same thing on the national level. There's more takers than makers. That's our problem. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of life. I mean, it's not about one politician or one party.
But remember, during election time, there was people for the oil fields that wanted to vote, and they were turned away from the elections because due to the fact that they were threatening them, telling them that they'd lose their rights to their states and yada, yada, yada. But the reality was that the Democrats knew that these oil workers were not going to vote Democrat. They were going to vote Republican. That 2,000 votes was a swing. Very, very dirty of Heitkamp. And the bottom line, she won't even go on your own show, go on your show. Even though it's a North Dakota-based show, she should be wanting to go on a North Dakota show, explain her reasons, but she won't do it. That is one person that should, when she sat there at that commercial stage, she just warmed me up. choose another slime ball that's part of Obama's little machine.
Well, I don't want to make it about me. It's not my show. It's your show. I want her to talk to North Dakotans. And if she doesn't like doing it on the radio because it's a little uncomfortable to have people disagree and everybody else hears it, fine. Do it in town hall meetings. Do it at, you know, cafes. Try and find somebody that thinks this is a good idea in North Dakota, and you're going to have to hunt a long time. Mary Jane and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I just think it's fabulous that you are out there for the supporting the 4-H'ers who are showing at the animal show out in Tioga today. I'm a 4-H mom of three little boys who, well, not so little anymore, but who all raise pigs and poultry and geese and goats, and they love 4-H. And tonight is our local club meeting, and one of my sons is fun master, and the other one, another one is the secretary for our club, and he is doing a fabulous job. And we have club elections tonight, where the children elect who is going to run the club again for the next year. And my kindergartner is officially a 4-H'er starting today. So I just want to put a plug out there for all the 4-H families. Keep remembering that we do this because we love our kids. And
that's
it's
awesome,
a great
Mary Jane.
Way of life.
That's so awesome. That's why I'm here. I think it's great. It's actually a tradition that was here many years, and it sort of faded away, and they brought it back this year, and it'll take a while to get it back to where it once was, but it's pretty cool. I mean, just listen to this. Listen to the kids. You know, listen to all the excitement out there. You know, it's a lot of fun. So appreciate you saying that.
My 13-year-old went to the Minnesota State Fair this year for the second time, and he came home from livestock encampment with two blue ribbons for poultry, even though there were no birds. And then he also got a blue ribbon for his grape collection that he brought down because he raises grapevines. So it's a great way to get your kids involved in agriculture on a very easy level, and they learn something new every year. So I can't recommend 4-H more highly.
It's kind of like the Boy Scouts. It's just character building. It's, you know, beyond the X's and O's of whether it be a Pinewood Derby or a livestock show, there's a lot of character, a lot of good folks that you're around, and it helps build a better person. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the plug, too, for the 4-H events in Moorhead tonight. Thank you. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Shane and Alexander, what's up?
On 9/11, I worked a split shift at an airport, and during the day I did it because I didn't want to, my son was 2 years old at the time, and I didn't want him to be in a daycare and stuff, so I worked a shift that would allow me to be at home, you know, during the daytime while my wife worked. So during the day, you know, we take off about 7 every morning, and we didn't live far from a forest preserve, and we'd spend our day out there, you know, until like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, practically every day. So as everything was happening on 9/11, I'm at a forest preserve, you know, pretty much all to myself with me and my son. And when I came back into town, you know, to get ready to go to work, I had to get gas. And I stopped at a little town on the other side of the forest preserve, and there's this immense line at this a gas station that only, you know, the town only had like maybe 500-600 people in it. And I remember seeing the price on the marquee, you know, being like $4 or $5 a gallon for some reason. And I wrote it off as there was like some sort of unbeknownst to me, there was some a radio giveaway that would happen from time to time, and they would give gas away. And I'm just misreading the sign, you know, so I pass it on up to go to the town that I actually lived in, which also was a rural town. Well, there was a line of cars in front of my house. I lived right on the main drag, and I couldn't pull in off the road, so I had to come in through the alley to park. Well, it turned out this was another line for the gas station, and I was like, what is going on, you know?
Shane, hang tight. Well, Jeff, we'll finish this on the other side of the break, and get Travis and Minot in here, Guy in Bismarck, too, as we continue.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind?
800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days this September. Soybean Cyst Nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean Cyst Nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All soybean cyst nematode field days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Everyone in the city should remain calm, and the very best thing to do right now would be to remain home. You're outside of southern Manhattan. You should remain where you are. You shouldn't panic. You shouldn't worry. We're doing the best that we can to evacuate southern Manhattan below Canal Street. If you are in southern Manhattan below Canal Street, you should walk north.
Rudy Giuliani, you can hear it in his voice, can't you? Just amazing, and what a great leader he was in New York City. By the way, he's coming to North Dakota later this month for the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce and their Voices of Vision, a program where they bring a speaker in every year to talk a little bit about just vision and looking forward. And Ollie North has done that, and Jeb Bush has done that, and Bob Woodward, and now Rudy Giuliani. So looking forward to that. All right, 10 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. One more segment to go here in Tioga, kicking off the Farm Festival events. And if you're in this part of North Dakota, hope you take it in this weekend. Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, will be at Big Iron, brought to you by Gates Manufacturing, built to perform, built to last. Also by Peterson Farm Seeds, Stand Tall, Superior Grain Bins. Protect your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin. North Dakota One Call. In North Dakota, safety is always a priority for all of us. And by RDO Equipment. The RDO promise is uptime guaranteed. All right, Guy in Bismarck, you were telling us a story about gas prices on the heels of 9/11. Go ahead and finish that up, if you would, for us.
I was finishing a night shift in the ER and taking care of a girl who'd had a bad accident. I was down in the CT scanner when I got the news from one of the CT techs who seen it or heard about it. I want to make a comment about your wondering about the naivety of liberals and how can they do this. I think it's a little more complicated than that, but basically I've come to the conclusion that those in the world left, I think the world left is at play here. Historically, they go back dozens, scores of years. They were very active in Germany prior to World War II. At any rate, the world left, I think, at their core, do not believe in evil. They think there's bad behavior, and they think they're smart enough and powerful enough, or hope to be powerful enough, to fix it. So therein lies the entire policy of the Middle East. Along with that, they believe the United States is evil and has done evil things, has been imperialistic, so that needs to be fixed. So they intend to right wrongs, and Obama, to me, is just a puppet. He is a very well-spoken, eloquent speaker, good-looking, charismatic guy, and he's just the guy to carry this out in the United States, because the United States population anymore votes based on the last 6 weeks' popularity contest.
Sadly, appreciate the call, Guy. Thanks. I have just a few short minutes left. I want to try and get to everybody, so if you don't mind, give me your best half a minute or so, and we'll get to all of you. Travis and Minot, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I'm going to make my question, my comments as brief as I can, but first thing I want to say I love about your show is the fact that people that come to Clutterbuck 4-H is absolutely right, and I'm a product of 4-H, and proud of what it taught me. The caller prior to that talking about the ability to remove Heidi from office, you know, made a text message to my representative Lauser here 2 days ago, asked that same question, and he did some research and came back with the answer is no, senators can only be impeached by their own, which means that we're stuck with her. So anyway, what I called for initially was to confirm a couple things. I think at the beginning of your show you mentioned that one of our problems is complacency. Did you not?
I did, yep.
And secondly, you mentioned that you're not a fearmonger and don't like to focus on that. And I agree with what you said, that it's the product of the devil. I think fear to a stifling point certainly is, but it's not a little bit of fear that needs to be put into the boots of the American people. What is it that you think will bring them out of complacency?
You know,
I asked that question, I guess, Scott, because I've given you a little grief before, and you had a caller on that was talking about being at 9/11, and he was going down the road and talking about the rue of what's to come if we continue on, and I think he might have started to talk to some things that might create some fear, and I wish that you would, you know, allow some of that to be discussed. I mean, we need to have our eyes open. So again, my question is, Buck, what do we do to get people out of their complacency if it's not fear?
Yeah, that's, you know, tell the truth. I mean, and again, this Iran deal is a prime example of what we're about to do. Appreciate the call, Travis. I've now got a minute left, so I just want to try and get everybody in here as long as folks have been waiting. Kathy and Erie on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wanting to call in on that. I was glad to hear you're in Tioga with the 4-H livestock show. We've got a pretty good thing going on here in Cass County through Fargo. And one thing that I do want to let you know that, you know, you don't always have to have the animals. They've got a project book that's almost like having a college, you know, anything that they're interested in, they can get involved in with 4-H groups.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in, because somebody else called about a 4-H event in Moorhead tonight, and we love it. I mean, just let us know these things are happening. Appreciate the plug. Randall and Dickinson, quick, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Yes, Scott, I don't have a recollection for 9/11, but more importantly, have a recommendation for you and all my fellow listeners. There is a program that I make a point to watch every year at this time. You can find it online. It was produced originally by Frontline. That's public television. Frontline's program was titled The Man Who Knew. And The Man Who Knew was an FBI agent by the name of John O'Neill, an absolute true patriot. He knew more about Al-Qaeda than anybody did in our country. Yeah, when you watch it.
Sounds good. 9/11, The Man Who Knew. Find it on a PBS website or Netflix. I've watched the PBS stuff there before. Shane and Alexander, your first Monday. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.